Hi students, you're listening to the Victory Mentor East Youth Podcast. We hope that this message brings encouragement to your life. To hear more audio messages like these, log on to victorymentoreast.org. Now here's your message.
We're actually continuing with our series on selfie. Of course, it came from the word selfie. And we observed that this generation that we have, the young people nowadays, if you consider yourself young, your generation is actually called the selfie generation. And a lot of times, young people nowadays, even adult people or older people like us, we are so consumed with the images that we project in our pictures. That's why kapag nagpapa-selfie ka, you make it a point na perfect yung angle mo. So kaya nga minsan may mga selfie pictures tayo na you try to adjust your face. Di ba? Minsan may perfect angle ka, medyo nakatungo. Minsan naman yung particular profile lang ng face mo, right side. May iba naman, kaya sila nagsiselfie, you want them na yung mukha lang yung nakikita nila. Ako, mas gusto ko yung mukha lang yung kita para hindi kita yung tiyan ko. There are various reasons, but nonetheless, when you take a selfie, you want to come across or you want to be taken, have a picture at your best status or your best setup. And today, we entitled this series on selfie because we want to talk about the image that God wants us to have. Not the image that we want to project to other people, but the image that God has placed upon us through Christ. And today, as we understand this image or this identity that God has placed in us, our hope is that we would draw confidence in it, that we would be able to appreciate God more, and at the same time, it would allow us to love God more because of those identity that He had given us. So on the first week, we realized that God allowed us to be blessed. Okay na tayo, hindi lang tayo ordinaryong tao. We are blessed individuals. In fact, the Bible says that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in heaven. Every. Not one, not two. Every. Lahat ng pwedeng spiritual blessing that God has in the heavens, God wants us to experience that. We are blessed. On the second week, we realize that before, because of our sins, we are dead. But now, because of Christ, He made us alive. Buhay na tayo. And last week, Pastor Jeff said that through Him, through Christ, God allowed us to be significant. We became someone who is of great value, someone who is important. Today, we will realize and understand that we are individuals who are loved. Today, allow me to challenge your mind. What if our lives can be captured in a picture? What if we will compare yung picture ng buhay natin before and compare it to the picture of our lives today? The question is, will we spot a difference? Will we see changes that happened from before up until now? May makikita ba tayo? Will we actually see you blessed today and before hindi pa? Will we actually see you alive today kasi dati hindi pa? Will we actually see you as someone who has the confidence because you know that you are significant compared sa dati? Today, we want to be able to see that. Because, paano kaya kung si God yung maglaro ng game? Pag tiningnan kaya ni God from heaven, would He see the difference? Would He spot a different situation in your life? Would He see something different in us? Today, my hope is that at the end of this series, at the end of this preaching, that we would have the attitude and at the same time the heart realizing that indeed there can be difference that can happen in my life. And God would be the one who will make that possible in me. Today, I want to bring us to the Word of God in the book of Ephesians. Let's open our Bibles sa book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1. Sabi lang, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us as fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for we know that this word, God, would speak life into our hearts. I pray, Lord, that we would understand it tonight. And I thank you, Lord, that it would take effect in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the scripture that we read a while ago, this is actually a portion of a letter that the Apostle Paul, okay, one of the heroes of the faith that we have in the Bible, it is a portion of his letter to the church in Ephesus. So parang sumulot siya sa isang mga early churches, mga bago pa lang na-establish. Let's say Metro East, sumulat siya sa Metro East, and he was giving them a reminder. He is giving them a prescription on how they are to live their lives. So basically, sinasabi niya na ito yung guidelines nyo. This is how you are to conduct yourselves as people who believes in God. As people who are professing that you love God. So binigay niya itong letter na to. And in this part, he was actually exhorting them. There was an exhortation that was given to these church leaders or church members in Ephesus. Ang sabi niya, be imitators of God. Okay, pag pinag-usapan natin yung pag-imitate, it talks about being able to mimic someone, yung ginagaya mo, yung living a life in such a way na parang magkapareho kayo. And sabi doon, if there's anyone that you are to imitate, if there's anyone that you want to be like, si God yun dapat. Ang sinasabi niya. No wonder, pag pinag-usapan natin yung mga church setting, narinig nyo na ba yung mga words na Christ-like? Narinig nyo na yung word na godly? Why? Because these words are actually pertaining to the same thing. That our goal in this church, our goal in our services, our goal in our discipleship is not for you to have a new set of do's and don'ts, but for us to be Christ-like, for us to be godly, for us to be righteous before God. In other words, for us to be able to imitate our God. This is the goal that we have. But the challenge here is, when we say that we are to imitate our God, when we are to be godly or Christ-like, a lot of times, our thinking, what comes into our mind, is a set of do's and don'ts. What comes to mind is a set of rules na pagkakailangan kong mag-imitate si God, bawal magsinungaling, bawal mag-inom, lahat ng bawal, tapos lahat ng kailangan kong gawin. We have a certain idea of what it is. So ngayon, we tend to be boxed. So for some people, nagsashy away na lang sila. Naku, parang hindi para sa akin yan. Kasi yung pag-imitate kay God, these are just for people na yung matatanda na. Yung konti na lang kukunin na ni Lord. Para sa atin, ako, yung bata ko pa, hindi ko kayang imitate si God. For some people naman, naku, this is really for me. Kasi gusto ko talaga, mabait ako. Yung nanay ko mabait, yung tatay ko mabait, yung lolo ko mabait. Ako si Juan mabait. So para talaga sa akin to, gagawin ko to, gagayahin ko sila, gagayahin ko si God. But I want you to understand that it is not just about a set of do's and don'ts. Yes, if you're gonna look at the scripture that we read, starting from verse 3, it talks about a lot of things that God is saying or Paul is saying na we are not to do and we are to do. Some of them, sabi doon, we are not to have involvement in immorality. Bawal maging emo, immoral. Don't be immoral. Ano pa? Sabi doon, we are to be involved in doing honest work. So it means, sa klase natin, pag pumasok tayo, seating arrangement yung pinupuntahan natin, hindi yung cheating arrangement. So, magpupunta ka sa akads mo, mag-aaral ka, hindi yung mangongopya ka na lang. Why? Because that is honest work. Sabi na, no crude joking. Pang nang-aasar ka, yung hindi naman yung nakakababa ng dangal. The Bible says, we are not to do this. Ano pa? Sabi nun, forgive one another. Ano pa? Sabi nun, be kind to one another. So, maging mabait ka. Yung iba sa atin, hindi mabait. Yung iba sa atin, kulang sa bait. Di ba? Parang iba yung dating sa atin. And you know what? It doesn't stop there. There is many more. And if you're gonna look at it, sino ba sa inyo at one point in your life, kahit isa dyan, you failed fulfilling? Can I safely say na lahat tayo, meron tayong isa dyan hindi natin nagawa? Kasi the reality is, kahit pagano tayo kabait, kahit pagano tayo kakomited na hindi tayo gagawa ng mali, or hindi tayo gagawa ng kasalanan, at one point in our life, we have violated one of those. We have not committed one of those. So yung mali, yung kabaliktaran yung ginawa natin. And the moment we do that, what happens is, we become discouraged. We become disheartened. Parang hindi ko talaga kaya na i-imitate si God. Parang imposible. Parang yung sinasabi ni Paul dito that we are to imitate God, it's as if Paul was saying, oh, lokohan tayo. Gusto nyo ng usapang lokohan? Imitate God. Why? Kasi it's far from being possible. But you see, it becomes a problem, it becomes something that is impossible if we focus on imitating God and perceive it as just having a set of do's and don'ts. Kung ganun lang yung tingin natin. Let me illustrate it for you. I have here these chairs entitled Imitators of God. This is our goal. Paul said that we are to become imitators of God. So imagine this with me. This is the chair for someone who is an imitator of God. And a lot of times when we say that we are going to imitate God, what comes to mind is, I will have to fulfill this set of do's and don'ts. Unless ma-fulfill ko yun, unless kompleto yung check ko doon na nagagawa ko siya lang lahat, hindi ko pwedeng dalhin yung title na imitator ako ni God. But the reality is, most of the time we fail. Most of the time, we don't meet the expectation, we don't meet the standard. So, nangyayari sa atin, yung iba, we quit and we stop trying. Ayoko na, hindi naman kaya. I tried and failed again. Yung iba naman, yes, you're still trying, pero discouraged ka lagi. Kasi every time you would commit a sin, every time you would fall on the same problem, you will say to yourself, oops, I did it again. Nanay-discourage ka lang, so ikaw condemn ka. Bubulungan ka pa ng demonyo, ayan ka na naman. Sabi mo last week, hindi na. May word ka pang religious, parepent-repent ka pa, na nalalaman. Tas ayan na naman, hindi ka na nahiya, leader ka pa naman. We live a life that is miserable and condemned. You know what the problem here? It's because we are trying to always imitate God and view it as if we're just going to do a certain set of works. And you ask yourself, bakit ba hindi ko magawa? Bakit ba hindi ko talaga ma-imitate si God? You know why hindi natin magawa? Because chances are we are doing it with the absence of love. Chances are we are doing it without love as the motivation. No wonder the Apostle Paul, when he said in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2 that we are to walk in love. Hindi niya lang sinabi na we are to become imitators of God. Naku, imitate mo lang si God. He also said that we are not just to imitate God, but we are also to walk in love. Why? Kasi it is the foundation of someone who is imitating God. Because this do's and don'ts, this action of imitating God is actually a result of someone who is walking in love. When someone is overflowing in love, those set of do's and don'ts is not a burden. Okay? Have you ever seen someone who's so in love with a particular person? Sobrang in love na i-love siya, pinapangako niya, gagawin kong lahat, pati ang thesis mo. Kahit hindi ako graduate ka lang, okay na ako. Is it a burden? Hindi. Kasi may love eh. In-invite ka, ano, pwede mo ba akong samahan umuwi eh, hatid pa uwi? Eh, gusto mo, I love mo. Sige, lakad tayo hanggang Antipolo. Anytime. Is it a burden? No. Kasi may love eh. May love. We are walking in love. But when this disappears, this becomes a burden. This becomes tiring. This becomes a chore. Why? Because when God asks us to do a lot of things, the do's and don'ts that is written in the Bible, God is saying it is meant to be an overflow of our love. It is an overflow of love. I look back a few months ago when I got married to Che, the most beautiful woman in the world. When we gave our vows, part of her vows is this. She said that she would always cook for me. And at the same time, sabi niya, every time that we would meet and I'm given the opportunity to speak like this, she will be my number one fan. That every time mag-meet kami, sabihin niya sa akin, kahit pa dumugo lahat yung tenga niyo sa grammar ko, sasabihin niya, I'm still proud of you. So parang ako, and looking back, 9 months na kami, she had never failed to do that. Lagi niya akong pinagluluto, obvious naman, di ba? Kitang-kita naman yung ebidensya, di ba? And at the same time, she's always there to encourage me. But think about this, should I think that she's just doing that kasi sinabi niya sa vow niya? Should I think that na kaya niya lang ako pinagluluto, kaya niya ako in-encourage? Kasi naipangako ko na, napasubo na ako eh. Ang daming witness. Kakaya naman pag hindi ko ginawa. I believe that's not the reason. I believe she is doing all those things, those caring that she is giving me. Why? Because she is walking in love. Because she loves me. And I strongly believe that she would keep on doing that because of this love, not because she has promised it. In the same way, God is saying, yes, in this church, yes, if you're gonna follow me, you will encounter a lot of this. You will encounter a lot of things that you have to do. You will encounter a lot of things that you have to stop doing. But you have to realize that the foundation is love. Do it out of love. Do it out of love towards other people. Do it out of love towards me. In fact, the Bible says that the greatest commandment is all about love. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, when the disciples was asking him about this, This is what happened in 36. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Kasi ang dami pong nasusulat. Ang daming mga batas, ang daming bawal, ang daming kailangan gawin. And then in verse 37, he said there, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. You shall love the Lord. The solution is loving God. Okay, the answer to the greatest commandment is love. Loving God. And what is next? Ano yung top two? Verse 39. And the second is like this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. It's still about love. Why? Because love is the only thing that would enable you to live out this life. Love is the only thing that would enable you to actually imitate our God. And you know what the challenge here? The challenge about this love, this walking in love thing that we're talking about, it's not talking about just ordinary love na, oy, I love you. Yung I love you mong binibigay mo lang pagka-crush mo siya. We're talking about a love here that is an agape love. The love that we're talking about here is something that is sacrificial, something that is unconditional. Yung kahit mabaho hininga niya, kahit hindi, kahit naliligo siya, kahit hindi, kahit once a week lang siya nagtututbrush, okay lang. Unconditional eh. Kahit mahal niya iba, mahal ko pa rin siya. Unconditionally. And not only that, this love that we're talking about is unlimited. It never runs out. It never stops. It never ceases. So ang tanong, may love ba talagang ganito? Kasi we can't give this love because we know we don't have it. And the reality is, we can't give something that we don't have. We can't give something that we don't have. Sino ba sa inyo, nagbigay na kayo ng tithes and offering, tas ang ginamit nyo, yung wallet ng katabi nyo? Diba, hindi natin ginagawa yun, kasi what we give is what we have. What's in our wallet, what's in our pocket. The same way with love. We can't give something that we don't have. So, if we don't have this love, hindi natin magagawa yun. But in order for us na magawa to, ma-imitate natin si God, that means we need that love to be upon us. So we need to ask for that love. Kanino tayo lalapit? Lalapit tayo kay God. You know why? Because sabi sa 1 John, when you talk about this love, 1 John chapter 4 says there, dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God because God is love. You want this love that would allow you to walk in love, that would allow you to actually imitate God? Come to God. Come to Him. That is the good news. But you know what? That is the good news. But at the same time, that is a bad news. You know why? Kasi even if you come to God for that love, the Bible says that that love is only to be given to His children. That love is only to be given to righteous people. And the Bible says that for all men have sinned, including you and me. Wala sa atin dito na hindi makasalanan. And sin made us enemies before God. Dahil sa kasalanan, hindi tayo considered anak. Dahil sa kasalanan, pag tinignan tayo ni God, tayo'y kaaway. And the Bible says that pagkaaway ka, wrath yung binibigay sa'yo. Yung galit niya, o yung puot. Sabi sa Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness. That's what we deserve. Can you imagine that? Na parang, kailangan ko tong love na to, tapos lalapit ka kay God. Tapos pagdating mo dun, hindi love yung nakuha mo. Wrath. Why? Because hindi si God galit sa atin per se. But God is so furious, God is so wrathful towards sin. And that sin is in us. Para tayong minarinade. Para tayong binabad sa kasalanan. So yung amoy pa lang natin, amoy kasalanan. The Bible says, God is wrathful towards sin. And since we are recipients, we are people who sinned before God, God's wrath is directed towards us as well. God's wrath is directed towards us. So ngayon, to mukhang imposible to walk in love. Kasi si God, sa children niya lang ibibigay eh. But you know what? God is so good. God is so good to us. God is so loving towards us that God made a way. You know what is? Ano yung way na ginawa niya? God made a way through Jesus Christ. God made a way through Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians that He gave Himself as a fragrant offering. Fragrant offering. During the old times, when you are an offering, hindi ka mukhang barya. Ang pinag-uusapan dito, you are meant to be slaughtered. You are meant to be sacrificed. You are meant to bleed and offer your life for someone or for something to be saved. when the Bible says that this Jesus was offered, it became a fragrant offering before God, what happened was He gave His life. He gave His life for you and for me. The Bible says, when you look at the Bible, when you review the story of Jesus, He had to go from heaven to earth. And when He was on earth, He lived a life. He endured the shame. He endured yung mga ridicule of people. He endured even the rejection that comes from His own people. At the time that He was about to be crucified, people would mock Him. Sasabihin nila, nung when He was about to be placed upon the cross, before niya dalhin yung cross, He was blindfolded. Tusuntok siya, BAM! Sasabihin sa kanya, oh, sabihin mo nga kung sino sumuntok sa'yo. Can you tell me who punched you? And can you imagine that that particular Jesus is 100% God still? Alam niya lahat. Alam niya yung pangalan mo. Alam niya yung password mo sa Facebook. Alam niya yung crush mo nung grade 2. Pero siya, si Jesus, He just kept still. He entered that. Because He knows that He is meant to be the offering. When He was being flogged, ba, pwede naman niyang pigilan lahat yun eh. When nilalatigo siya. When He was at the cross, He was being mocked. He was being ridiculed. He was being told na, if you're really the Son of God, bumaba ka nga dyan. Can you imagine that? Nasa cross siya, tapos napikon, tapos sabi, at a snap of a finger, biglang bumaba. Tapos biglang taas na lang ulit. Diba? Pero hindi niya ginawa. Tiniis niya. Bakit niya tiniis? Kasi offering siya eh. Siya yung offering. And lastly, He endured death on the cross. He endured death. Why? Because He loves you. Why? Because by dying on the cross, we could actually receive the love that we need. Let me ask you this. Whether you're a guy or a girl in this room, when was the last time that someone told you that he or she loved you so much, that person died for you? No one dared to except Jesus Christ. When He said He loved us, He followed it with His life. He followed it with His commitment. He gave His all. And you know what happened next? Because Jesus Christ died on the cross and He resurrected again, we became heir before God. Jesus Christ made us children before God. Now, we can come to God for His blessing. Now, we can come and receive the love that we need to live. The love that we need to walk a life of love. Now, we could actually come to God and be considered someone His own. Before, hindi posible yun eh. But because of what Christ has done, because of His sacrifice, because of His blood on the cross, now we are considered children because He lived the life that we should have lived and died the death that we should have died. We are now considered children of God. And because we are children of God, we can receive the love that we need in this life. The love that would help us love God back. The love that would help us love even the unlovable people, even those who hurt you, even those who are persecuting you, even those who are making your life miserable. Even those people that did nasty things against you. Why? Because we are filled with love. And because of that love, now all these do's and don'ts that we have in the Bible, all those do's and don'ts that your Victory group leader, your pastor, or probably your parents is telling you to do, now we can do it. Why? Because we are now doing it out of love. And at the same time, we know now that I'm doing this, not really for those people, but for myself as well, and ultimately for God. Because we know that the one who allowed this to come in our lives desires the best for us. Diba? Ang daling tanggapin, ang daling sumunod, kapag alam mong out of love yung pinapagawa sa'yo. Nung mga bata tayo, pag pinapakain tayo ng mga magulang natin, tapos naglalaro tayo, umiiyak pa tayo, ayoko niyan! Kasi naglalaro pa ako. Kasi hindi natin naiintindihan na para sa atin yun eh. Hindi naman natin pa naiintindihan yung love nila eh. But when we grew up, may nagreklamo na ba sa inyo at naglupasay kasi pinapakain ka ng magulang mo? Hindi, kasi alam mo lang, love ka ng magulang mo eh. Kaya kanila gustong kumain, alam din mo na binibigay sa inyo ng magulang mo kasi para sa'yo.
you understood God's love. Why? Because Jesus Christ made it possible. Now today, a lot of times, this is the problem. We focus on this rather than that. In fact, at times, what we do, I'm gonna do this set of do's and don'ts. Ah, paramihan ang listahan. Paramihan ang nagagawa. Kasi pag nagawa ko to, you have that confidence. Siguro pag nagawa ko to, I would actually be able to live, walk in love. I would experience this love. Kasi fulfilled eh. Yung checklist ko, na-checkan ko lahat. Tapos kapag na-experience ko tong love na to, kapag natatanggap ko na to, na isa sa buhay ko na tong love sa ibang tao, probably God would look at me and say that dahil lang bait ko, dahil righteous living ako, I'll consider him my son, my daughter. You know what? We're doing the opposite thing. But because we are supposed to focus on this. Today, my exhortation to you is not for you to have another set of do's and don'ts. You could do that by yourself. Basahin nyo yung Bible nyo. Makinig kayo ng next service, ng next preaching. You'll hear more of that. But today, my hope is that we will focus on this. That this love would be real to us. That this love would sink into our hearts. That this love will make sense in us. And it would not just be a head knowledge to us. That this love would actually be something that we would experience today. Because upon experiencing this love that Christ has shown on the cross, everything else would just follow. Everything else would just happen. Why? Because Jesus is the only thing that we need. If there's any two things that I want you to do after this, this is it. I want you to love. God wants us to love. And at the same time, never forget that we are loved. Love and never forget that we are loved. As I close, I want to tell you a story. In the book of Revelation, the same church that we're talking about, the church in Ephesus, when they started, this church was actually reminded by Paul. And they did great. Naintindihan nila na all these things happened because Jesus Christ died for them. Because Jesus showed them that love. But somehow, as they grew in church, they became busy about doing the right things. Na-busy sila dito. Perfect nga nila to eh. Nagkaroon sila ng maraming rules. Nagkaroon sila ng good number of do's and don'ts. And at the same time, they have righteously fulfilled it. Nagagawa na nila. And it gives me a picture of some of us in this room. Even myself, I found myself few years back na parang okay naman ako. Hindi naman ako pumapatay ng tao. Righteous living naman ako. But somehow, as I quiet myself before God, God pointed to me that, yes, I'm not doing any sinful things, but God is still not happy about me. God is still not happy about what's happening in my life. And probably that's exactly what's happening to you right now. You know what? You're not the first person to encounter or experience that. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, I know your works. This is God talking to church in Ephesus. I know your works, your toil and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. Alam nila, hindi na sila naloloko. Hindi na sila de-deceive ng mga wrong teachings. Why? Because probably they're so familiar. So they know the Bible very well. They know God very well. But at the same time, verse 3, sabi doon, I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake. Whatever persecution, whatever hardship they had to endure, they're enduring it. They're bearing it. It even says there, and you have not grown weary. Hindi sila sumusuko. Hindi sila nag-give up. But at the same time, verse 4, this is the sad news. In verse 4, sabi doon, but I have this against you. God has something against that church. Why? Because you have abandoned the love you had at first. In another Bible translation, sabi doon, because you have forgotten your first love. Church, my hope is that we would never get to that point. And for some of us, probably God is speaking to you already kasi alam ni God na nandun ka na sa point na yun. You have already forgotten your first love. But today, God's grace and God's love is upon us. That's why we are being reminded of this. That's why we are being encouraged about this. So that starting today, we would go back to His love and we would start right by living out and receiving the love that Jesus Christ has for us. Let us pray. Lord, thank you, for we know that you are a God who's always patient towards us. And Lord, thank you that you would be the one to grant us that love, the love that we need, the love that we desire more than anything. And today, I thank you, Father, for it's not an accident, God, that these young people are in this place hearing about your love. Lord, for some of them, God, that's the very cry of their heart. Lord, I want to be loved. I want to experience love in my life. Feels like no one else loves me. But Lord, I thank you, God, because You are a God who loves them. And you're a God who's assuring them of that love this very moment. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for your love.
Father, we thank you for that wonderful message tonight. Lord, believe, Lord, that I have a lot of friends in school and classmates that need to hear that. Some of them are confused. Some of them are hurting and lost. And Lord, we pray for your grace that next Friday, Lord, itong isang bakanting upuan na malapit sa akin o sa tabi ko, Lord, may isa akong friend or classmate na madadala na alam ko, Lord, they need to hear this. Pray, Lord, for open doors, divine appointments for me, that someone in school I would be able to invite next Friday. And thank you, Lord God, for your presence. Be with us as we start another week. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.